Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, rounding out Shabbos. We have just a few days left, a few nights left here in the Audio DDD on Gemara Shabbos. Let's look at Shabbos 155, continuing the idea from last night about dealing with animals and those entrusted to your care. Rav Huna, the Gemara talks about on 155, could tell you the case of the Mishnah is not this. Rather, we are speaking of fodder, a type of food that is analogous to carobs. Just as carobs are commonly hard, so too the fodder mentioned here is hard for the animal to eat, requires some softening. Where do you find a case of fodder that is too hard for a large animal's consumption? Regarding young donkeys, for which even regular fodder is too hard. The notes point out in art school, the fodder requires shredding in order to transform it into food, pointing it out by Rashi. Making an item into food, according to Rav Huna, is forbidden. The idea here, making sure to take care of the idea, not just putting the animals and those entrusted to our care, especially the wife and the children first, and then the animals first before you, but making sure even the food we give it to is proper. It's soft enough for the animal to eat. And of course, extending it, Allah chaskama v'kama, kal v'chomer, soft enough for our children to eat. I think about our children who recently underwent the TNA, the tonsils and adenoidectomy, recently this week. We have to make sure the food for them are soft, ensure to carefully inspect, carefully check that the food is really soft enough for them to eat, even though they want the Cheerios so badly. They want their quote-unquote seaweed snacks so badly. They want their yellow snack quote-unquote so badly. It's not soft enough for them. I can't give it to them. So even though I look like a mean dad, really I'm trying to be more caring and compassionate because I know it's not good for their necks, it's not good for their throats, it's not soft enough. Allah has kama v'kama kama chomer. Hashem also a lot of times does things that we don't understand and we feel upset that he quote unquote looks like a mean parent. But Hashem knows what's right for us. Hashem is trying to give us the things that are soft enough for us as well. Hashem doesn't want to give us hard foods, hard life, hard situations, but a lot of times situations he gives us are really the soft answer, the soft response, especially if we sinned, or especially if something has to come to us, especially Hashem has everything worked out, but he does it in the best way, in the softest way possible. So just as we should ensure that everything is taken care of in a soft way, soft manner for our animals, for our children, and the like, and make sure that everyone has a soft landing, a soft surrounding around them. Hashem also, of course, how much more so takes care and gives to us a soft life as best as he can, even when things seem bleak or dark. Hashem always does it in a soft way, in the best way, and everything is always for the best, and we should try to remember that always throughout our life. Join us next time as we talk the last few dafim here in Shabbos 156, coming up here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.